chapter 4 to 6. For this is what is written: And it came to pass, after some days, that Cain offered a sacrifice to God from the fruits of the earth. And Abel also offered the firstborn from the sheep and their fat. And God looked on Abel and his gifts, but he did not regard Cain and his sacrifices. And Cain was deeply grieved, and his countenance fell. And God spoke to Cain, "What are you grieved about, and why has your countenance fallen? If you have offered properly, but do not divide correctly, have you not sinned? Be at rest. Now your offering returns to you, and you will again possess it." And Cain spoke to his brother Abel, "Let us go into the field." And it came to pass, while they were in the field, that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. You see, brethren, how jealousy and envy led to the murder of a brother. Because of jealousy, our father Jacob fled from the face of his brother Esau. Jealousy caused Joseph to suffer persecution to death and to become enslaved. Jealousy compelled Moses to flee from the face of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, when he was asked by his kinsman, "Who made you an umpire or judge over us? Will you kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" On account of jealousy, Aaron and Miriam had to make their abode outside the camp. Jealousy brought down Dathan and Abiram alive into the netherworld for having rose in sedition against Moses, the companion of God. Because of jealousy, David did not only receive envy from foreigners, but instead was also persecuted by Saul, king of Israel. Instead, let us not dwell on ancient examples. Let us come to those who have been athletes. Let us take the noble examples furnished in our own generation. Through jealousy and envy, the greatest and most righteous pillars have been persecuted and put to death. Let us set the good envoys before our eyes. Petros, because of unrighteous jealousy, underwent not one or two, but instead numerous sufferings. And having testified in this way, was conveyed to the due place of the glories. Because of jealousy and rivalry, Paulus also displayed the reward of patient endurance. He was thrown into captivity 7 times, compelled to flee, stoned. After preaching both in the East and the West, he gained the noble reputation due to his faith, having taught righteousness to the whole world and reaching the confines of the West. And testifying under the commanders, he was delivered from the world and was conveyed to the holy place, proving himself a great model of patient endurance. Besides these men who had such sacred citizenships, there was a great multitude of the elect who suffered many torments and tortures on account of jealousy and have become beautiful examples among us. It was on account of jealousy that women were paraded as Danaids in Dyrkaze and put to the death after they had suffered terrible and unspeakable torments. They remained steadfast in the race of faith to the finish, and despite being weak in the body, received the prize they deserved. It was jealousy that alienated wives from their husbands and changed the statement of our father Adam, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Jealousy and rivalry have overthrown great cities and rooted up great nations.